Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Queen with Adam Lambert on the Rhapsody Tour, July 14th, 2019, SAP Center in San Jose. Lucky. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at livenation.com. Turns out we'd been talking the last couple days about some homestand that Queen with Adam Lambert was going to do in Vegas. That ain't happening.
Just made it up.
No, I didn't make it up. These Hooman and Bryn told me it was going on.
Bryn? I didn't say anything about that.
Only Hooman?
I didn't look anything up. I just heard you guys talking about it, and I was like, down for Vegas for sure.
Yeah. So I went yesterday to look for it so we could go to Vegas, and I'm like, I can't find it anywhere. Turns out that's
you just made something up.
I didn't. Hooman is the one who said they're playing for 20 days in Vegas. Couple days ago when we started talking about this.
All right.
But I just don't want anyone to get like all bummed out. Like what is it, sold out? I can't find these shows. Because apparently they're not happening.
They don't exist.
Yeah. Well, we'll go to Vegas anyway. The hell with it.
All right.
Let's just do it. Hey, I wanted to thank a couple people really quickly here before we jump into the celebrity trash.
Eric.
Well, Eric got turned away apparently.
Eric, come back.
Eric from NVIDIA dropped off some units for Toys for Tots.
4K HDR Android TV NVIDIA Shield is what I'm holding in my hand.
Yeah, like
these are
going
to go to
setup.
Toys for Tots. NVIDIA has always come to our South Bay location when we did the live broadcast and always given us a pile of cool technology toys. And then what's the deal? Eric was downstairs and didn't know to come
up.
Yeah,
we told security, okay, we'll send our intern right down. Tell Eric to hang on. And then Britta goes down there, and
poof.
Eric's gone.
they
I'm trying to find
his
number.
Kicked him
going
out,
back
or he's like, I gotta go.
All the emails. I think he drove a long way to be here. I
Eric,
him.
Come back.
Come
back.
Turn around.
Come upstairs.
It's like, I just lost my parking spot, man.
No, well, just there's plenty of parking for the next 30 minutes for sure.
Mm.
Then it'll start to get thick around here.
Right. And also, we have somebody special
in
the
studio. Yeah, we have Chris and Tara. They are from Eden Bicycles in Castro Valley. Right, Chris?
Yep.
And Chris has always showed up for us for our Toys for Tots, supplying us with all kinds of stuff. But this time around, come here, Chris. This time around, what'd you bring us?
We've got 10 Fox Kids helmets.
Nice. Nice. Fox is the good stuff.
That's right.
Only hey, where are you guys located?
We're in Castro Valley.
What's your address?
3318 Village Drive in Castro Valley.
People
Eden
should go
Bicycles.
Yes. Swing by Eden Bicycles.
Come on down.
That's right. Nice. Support the people that support our
Thanks
Toys
so
for
much.
Tots drive.
Awesome.
Thank you guys so much. It's really nice. Eric, thank you as well, wherever you might be.
Oh, man.
I know.
Eric, come back.
Come back,
I know.
Eric.
Oh, my God.
Come back.
Oh. So online conversations, also known as Twitter.
Oh.
Something comes up and then everyone weighs in on it and retweets it. And it's just, you know, when you want to find out what someone's talking about.
So if I text you, that's not an online conversation.
I mean, I guess it is, but it's really very private. It's just
mm-hmm.
between me
okay.
and you.
But if we tweet something and then we're tweeting back and forth and people can view that.
Right. Then
that's
and
online.
They can even
Got
join
it.
That conversation. I mean, they can certainly hashtag the same things that we do and, you know, or so I'm told. I don't know. I don't understand how anything works. Old lady over here. But Twitter has released their annual year-end list of the most tweeted about stuff. So these are the things we were talking about online. These were our online conversations. So I have some highlights. The 5 most tweeted about movies.
Okay.
Any guesses?
Creed.
No.
Oh.
I know. Black Panther, The Avengers Infinity War,
uh-huh.
The
Incredibles
oh,
2, which, you know, it's that, to me, I mean, I guess that's a kid's movie technically.
It's Pixar, though.
I know, it's so good. Star Wars The Last Jedi and Deadpool 2. Those were the 5 most tweeted about movies. So I guess those, what, like the hashtags have the most things under them? I don't know how they
oh,
would
right.
track that.
Well, no, that would be the way.
It's all about hashtags,
People
right?
People who know how to do that correctly.
The most tweeted about TV shows.
Game of Thrones. Sure, no. That's the, what?
Not in the top five.
Any of the silly reality shows on there?
No. Hmm. Oh, yes, actually. A silly reality show called Big Brother. One of the top five most tweeted about shows on TV.
Okay, well, in that case.
Yeah, in your face.
Is Survivor on there?
No. It's not. I know.
That's hurtful.
Well, there's so much more going on with Big Brother, you know, because they're just stuck in there. And you're
how about any
them.
Of the like Netflix type shows?
No.
No?
Let's see. Walking Dead.
Mm. Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy. Roseanne.
Grey's Anatomy.
Can you believe it's still on?
Can you believe it's still getting talked about? And Roseanne is no surprise. I mean, yeah, there was a ton. Yeah. That went through some
that
big changes
right.
in the last 6 months. And Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
Which makes sense. You know, people
sure.
tweet about that,
mm-hmm.
I guess. That was the number one, though. The most tweeted streaming shows. So these are the Netflix and the Amazons and, mm-hmm. you know, Hulu, that kind of thing.
Right.
You want to make some guesses?
I'm pretty into the Jack Ryan.
Yeah, it's The Handmaid's Tale was number five. Season two era.
I'm pretty into the new Narcos.
No.
Oh.
It's not.
Ozark, since you guys always talk about it.
Oh, God.
No.
No.
Stranger Things.
Yes,
oh,
that's
yeah,
number
that's
two.
A good one.
Number two.
Mm-hmm.
Queer Eye was number four. Black Mirror, which is great. Oh. That was number three. Stranger Things, number two. And 13 Reasons Why.
Mm. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A pretty controversial show.
Right.
Anytime, mm-hmm. you know, it comes down to controversy. The most tweeted celebrities, very disappointing. There are two Korean boy bands in here. Mm. I didn't even know there were two. The Korean boy band EXO. EXO? EXO?
And DWS?
No, BTS. Close, though. they were known. So EXO, EXO was number five. The Korean boy band BTS was number one. LeBron James was number two.
Oh, okay.
Kanye West was number three. And Drake was
Drake.
Number four.
Drake.
No need to play that.
The most
tweeted
his
about
his basketball
athletes.
Team is doing pretty good. He's a he's a Canadian guy. The
damn,
Raptors.
She turned me off. I was trying to figure out what's wrong with my equipment. I was like, what's going
what'd you
on?
Just do?
It's messed up, Sarah.
I don't want to hear any Drake.
So wrong.
Use it.
I don't want to hear Drake.
Top of it.
The most good tweeted
job,
about
Sarah.
Athletes. Thank you. Tom Brady was number five. Kyrie Irving was number four. Kobe Bryant was number three.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Kaepernick.
I was going to say Colin.
Number
yeah.
two. And number one?
Oh.
LeBron James.
Oh.
The thing about Colin Kaepernick right now is mm-hmm. there have been a couple spots where quarterbacks are hurt and they need a guy.
Yeah.
And they've all come out. They feel like, I guess, they need to address it up front for reasons why he's not the guy they want to hire.
Right.
It's so trippy. It's like, okay, how will that not be part of the collusion case against you if you won't even bring him in to
try out, to work out with the team?
So he's never going to get to play football again. He's going to win his suit. He has to.
With two broken legs, right?
The Redskins have two quarterbacks out with broken legs.
Broken legs.
The guy they have playing now has only been there a couple weeks, and so they need someone to back him up, and that's the team that came out and said, we're not going to hire him because, and had some reason in advance of even talking to him.
Right.
Mm.
We're not going to hire him because he took a knee.
And, by the way, that's the team that took our guy. Is it Reuben Foster?
I don't know.
Who was just busted again.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Are you kidding
yeah,
me?
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody
I did read
picked
that.
Him
yeah.
up?
Yes.
The team that won't talk to Kaepernick picked him up. The Redskins.
Isn't it
the
amazing?
The team called the Redskins.
You can be on film kicking the out of some lady.
Oh, no. That's a different.
Oh, which one is this guy?
So that guy is one of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hunt.
It's Hester
wow.
Hunt. Is it Hunt?
That's right.
That's a different guy.
So what did this guy do?
Reuben Foster's the guy who'd gotten busted in Los Gatos here in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Having had an altercation with his
girlfriend,
then she took it all back after
they
making
canceled
this
everything.
Huge thing.
But then, but there was another allegation.
There was a couple more incidents.
Right.
Most recent one, it was the Niners were in Florida at the hotel, and he assaulted her.
But
the
he,
same girl.
But he'd
wait,
been
that's
told,
not the one who kicked.
No,
okay,
it's not.
Yeah. See,
guy.
There's so
Kareem
many going
Hunt.
On.
The Foster
yeah,
guy was
great.
Told, look, by the Niners. So I don't know how you feel. Maybe they shouldn't have even talked to him again in the first place. But these are things that don't go to court. No one's found guilty. So they just basically told him, we can't have you in the news.
Well, he violated his agreement.
You get no gimmies from here. Yeah. You need to never be in trouble for any kind of domestic problems again. And then he got caught in Florida. So that guy, who's a great player, by the way, but the Redskins picked him up, but they won't talk to Kaepernick.
It is amazing that you can do a quiet protest, making no noise, making headlines for sure.
Well, but it made noise.
But for, you know, standing up for or kneeling for what you believe, and you're out. But you can beat the out of women, and as long as it's not on video somewhere, as long as you're not charged, you can get picked up by another team. That is disgusting. That's horrible. And listen, you know, I think that the whole concussion thing is horrible. I think some of the calls they make are horrible.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reasons to hate football, but the biggest one is the whole Colin Kaepernick thing, in my humble opinion. I think it's just ridiculous.
Da, 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 da. Turn them on.
Oh.
Dun, dun.
Oh, my God. You are horrible. You're a horrible person.
And there is Drake waiting for you.
So I want to turn him back on, but he's being a very bad boy.
Turn me off. Don't shut me down.
New York Magazine has published a very strange essay on something called thecut.com. So they didn't put this in their magazine, I guess. But it was a New York Magazine publication, this essay that went on to thecut.com.
Mm-hmm.
It accused Priyanka Chopra of being, quote, a global scam artist who conned Nick Jonas into fraudulently marrying her. Among other things, and they're not really coming right out with, like, why do they feel this way? It said, at times marriage can be a beautifully wonderful union, right, Homan, that warms even the coldest of hearts. But sadly, this union evokes no such feeling. All Nick wanted was a possible fling with Hollywood's latest it woman, but instead he wound up staring straight at a life sentence with a global scam artist. It's unclear what the point was of this whole thing. They just don't like Priyanka Chopra?
Yeah.
But it wasn't a joke. It wasn't, you know, they wound up cutting parts of editing it and then finally just pulling the whole thing down because it was getting major backlash, as you might imagine. They issued a statement that said, upon further editorial review, we found the story did not meet our standards. We removed it and apologized. They also said it missed the mark. Nick and Priyanka haven't commented, but Joe Jonas said that was disgusting. And Sophie Turner, who is Sansa Stark, she is engaged at least to Joe Jonas. I don't believe they're married.
Yeah, that sounds right.
She said it was wildly inappropriate BS.
So what are they accusing her of, though, actually saying she did?
They're not. They're calling her a global
scam artist.
A global scam artist and not giving any other information. Just basically saying that she's tricked this guy into marrying her.
Exactly.
That's what they're saying.
Huh.
So I'm not sure what exactly. You know, most people can
stay in the headlines.
Keep from being tricked.
Can we?
I don't know. It seems like it. Matt Pinfield.
What about him?
So what happened?
He got hit by a car. They're saying he's lucky to be alive, but he's gonna be okay, according to, this looks like TMZ.
Where is he working?
Oh, I don't know if he's working or not. All I know is walking in the street and got hit by a car. So he...
What time of day was this?
It looks like the... Let's see.
Day or night, I should say.
Yeah.
You know what, Yuzi, can you see if you can find that? They're not saying what time.
Yeah, I'm looking at an article from Billboard. And
they're saying he is recovering in a hospital. He got hit by a car, resulted in major injuries. He was hit by a speeding car Monday night. Night, but they don't say, you know, listen, it's nighttime at 5:00 now.
I don't know him personally at all, but I have heard he's one of my people.
Well, he is a music head.
No, I mean a drug addict, alcoholic.
Oh,
well,
I don't know
he's
about
been
that.
In and out of rehab quite
a
few times.
I don't know him. I'm not trying to accuse him of this. I'm just telling you, this is what I've heard that he has.
I thought you meant that he was just like deep into music.
No.
He's the
I mean,
guy
he's,
with
he
the...
is deep into music. I know that to be true too. But the stories are that he had some. He spent time here, and ended up in rehab. Is the story.
So he was hit by a speeding car Monday night in L.A., taken to the hospital, treated for a leg broken in two places, lacerations to his head that required stitches. He had to go under surgery, and they're saying he's going to be okay. He's in stable condition. He had been awake Not sure what his stitch is now, but in good spirits, he's going to have to go through physical therapy. It was not a hit and run. I guess the guy did stop. If you didn't grow up in the 90s, Matt was the face of MTV in its heyday.
Mm-hmm.
He hosted a bunch of shows, and he was like the TRL guy who, mm-hmm. you know, always had like the little inside nugget of information. He ended up with his own TV show, and he was the vice president of A&R and artist development for Columbia Records. But I'm not sure what he was up to when he got hit
at that
the car.
Time.
All right, walking in the street.
Well, I hope he's okay.
Mm.
I don't say that because I think he deserves it because he's a drunk or something. I just mean
he no, posted a picture from the hospital, tubes and stuff all over the place,
oh,
head
God.
Banged up,
oh,
leg yeah, yeah, banged yeah. up,
oh.
but he's smiling.
Well, you know, you're happy to be alive sometimes. I am just happy.
Or happy
to be
for
here.
Those painkillers.
Oh, that's a problem.
Mm.
You don't want to get hurt when you're a drug addict because they put you on drugs.
Right.
Yep.
Apple has ordered the planned drama series based on the early life of basketball star Kevin Durant to series. It's called Swagger, and it's inspired by his youth basketball experiences. It explores the world of AAU basketball.
Mm-hmm.
What does that stand for?
It is the league. I'm sure someone will know the answer better than me, but for the purpose of speed, I guess it's the league that the kids come up through. It's highly, like, you go through AAU, and the colleges check the AAU for who they're going to
draft. So it's like a youth league.
Amateur Athletic Union.
But it's not high school basketball. Like, they're high school aged, mm-hmm. but it's not your high school team. It's a whole other thing.
Hmm. So you play in this if you're good enough to get into
right.
it.
Right.
Okay. So this is his world of AAU basketball in D.C., the players, their families, and coaches who they say they walk the fine line between dreams and ambition, opportunism, and corruption. So it was put into development at Apple back in February. It looks like they've come up with a pilot, or they've at least got it fleshed out to the point where Apple's like, yep, we'll do it. So it's called Swagger, and I do not see a release date, but they're going to make it happen. And so it's going to be, Apple is doing, I guess this is through iTunes, they're going to have all these series that you can get.
Mm.
It'll be interesting if they really do an in-depth undercover, because there is corruption.
Yeah, well, and they're,
for sure.
they're mentioning it right here. So anyway, Kevin Durant has a drama. And this is his production company, apparently. Let's see. Imagine Television, Durant's 35 Ventures, and CBS Television. Oh, speaking of CBS Television.
Oh, do the story,
do it?
Would you?
I'm going to do it really fast.
What are you
fast.
Waiting for?
Damn.
I just put it off yesterday.
Cause why?
Because I just, it's gross, and I just don't. Ugh. Les Moonves,
yeah.
married to Julie Chen Moonves.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We don't have any more information on that Celebrity Big Brother, do we?
No.
Except that it's happening. He received some lap service from multiple CBS employees. Had wanted his beck and call for years, according to a network investigation that could end up costing him the $120 million departure settlement that he got. I guess CBS hired attorneys, and they just finished an investigation to more than a dozen sexual misconduct allegations against him. They're saying at least four women he got these slap kisses from, under circumstances that sounded transactional and improper. The clear insinuation being he gave women acting roles or other network jobs in exchange for sex. They found him to have been evasive and untruthful at times and to have deliberately lied about and minimized the extent of his sexual misconduct. As for this on-call employee, the other CBS employees who were aware of this person said that she was protected from discipline or termination. She basically was there just to service him whenever he pressed the magic button.
Are you?
He admitted he never pressed that button.
So he made glory hole appointments.
Apparently.
Oh, God.
Okay.
He admitted to getting that from her in his office.
In the office?
In his office. She would come to his office and perform her duties.
Mm.
She was a subordinate. He described it as consensual. They actually call his marriage to Julie Chen in 04 a bright line, after which the all misconduct seems to have stopped. So that's good news for her. Anyway.
For Julie.
Mm. The $120 million severance package. If the CBS board of directors reviews the report and believes that he violated the employment agreement, it could pull the plug on that. And so that could be that.
Yeah.
Please, God, let that happen to little people.
That's Julie right now hoping he gets his payout, right?
Oh, heck yeah.
Because she wants to wait to divorce him until after that.
Right. Let's get all the money in-house and then divide the assets. Okay, what's coming up, Vinny?
I'll update you on the transit terminal. We'll do a couple fast facts and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hey, quickly, I wanted to give another thanks to NVIDIA. Eric did come back.
Eric!
Good job, Eric.
We've had Eric show up at our South Bay toy drives many times.
Right.
And it's always cool to see NVIDIA, and these products are awesome.
And it's spelled with just an N, the letter N, NVIDIA, V-I-D-I-A,
right.
And go to NVIDIA.com.
And people who game, no.
Sure, right. And he dropped off some great stuff for the Toys for Tots drive. Also, Eden Bicycles, very nice people, donated some helmets, which are like the recommended ones for kids, which is nice because Specialized gave us the bikes, and so now we have
and we have the skateboards, too.
Oh, sure.
There was such a beautiful, I should have printed a copy. I gave it to you, Vinny, but there was a wonderful text. Oh, here it goes. This is from 510. Eden Bicycle in Castro Valley is truly an amazing business here in CV. Family-owned business, supports our community, and also runs a women's bike training with heart and soul. Yay, Eden Bikes at Radio Alice. Aww,
that's so sweet. Nice. 3318 Village Drive, Castro Valley. You can go and check them out. So please, you know, support NVIDIA, support Eden, support also Specialized and Deluxe and Bananas. You know, these are all people who kick down in a big way for our Toys for Tots drive. If you're coming to our concert tonight, the Alice in Winterland show, please, if you can, bring a new unwrapped toy. If you can't, bring your checkbook. The Marines will be there, and we're hoping to raise some money and get an even bigger pile of toys to put underneath some Bay Area Christmas trees this holiday season.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the upcoming movies reviews,
which
happens after 9 o'clock, everyone. You're
Roma
gonna love
and
it.
Vice.
I know, I can't wait to hear about that.
You
four letter movies.
Need this movie review.
Oh my God. I can't I literally can't wait for it, Vinny. I'm feeling like I'm running on empty.
You can't have a weekend without this movie review.
That
so
is true.
Please sit tight. Hang for that. Mm. Now, here's what's happening. On our line is NBC Bay Area star Scott Budman, who we haven't had a chance to talk to in a while. And
so
I don't know.
Stuff's been going down with him.
Yeah, I don't know. Hi, Scott. Are you there?
Hey, guys. I'm here. Hi.
It's
good to hear
so
you.
So nice
hear you.
To hear your voice.
Yeah.
It's a relief to hear it, even.
We love and missed you. So I don't know if you want to talk about what happened to you or where you're at, but you're back at work now after being away on a health vacation?
Yeah, not the kind of vacation I'd recommend. Yeah, so I'm fine talking about it. This is a big surprise, a big shock. Had a heart attack and heart surgery. Big surprise, had to take 3 months off, and that has been 3 months, and things have gone very well enough so far that I'm now back and miss you guys terribly and really glad to be back talking to you guys and you know, back in the mix.
Well, Will, we're right back at you. We were surprised. I mean, that's the thing. You know, you're a guy who's looked like you were in great shape. It just didn't seem to, it seemed completely out of the blue. I'm sure it was way more out of the blue for you.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we didn't have any warning signs or anything, and it was a big surprise. And but yeah, I mean, it happened and so the whole thing has just been, you know, getting better and getting strength back, and it feels great to be, I mean, even psychologically back at work talking to you guys. I mean, you guys are like family, and I appreciate all the nice things you said and wrote, and that helped a lot, a whole lot.
So what you're saying when you say it was a big surprise is you weren't trying to shake off that arm numbness, you weren't there was no nothing, zero.
No, right. There was no, I mean, I was real active always. You know, hiking at the gym, all that stuff. Never had shortness of breath. Never had any of those warning signs.
God.
So it wasn't. I can't give much. You know, people are like, hey, what advice? I mean, you know, the thing I've noticed is being, you know, relatively young for this sort of thing and in shape, is the recovery has been a lot smoother than a lot of people have told me they've had. And so it happens, you know, I've been in the news business long enough to hear about like the, you know, the 40-year-old firefighter who's in perfect shape who has this sort of thing. And
right.
you never know, but it has been a pretty smooth recovery because of all the, you know, being kind of in shape and having a good diet and all that stuff. But
let me ask,
and yeah.
Let me ask you this. They call it a heart attack. Does it super hurt bad? Like, were you all, ow!
I was not. Uh-oh. I was not. It took a while before, I mean, it woke me up from a sleep. It was like 2 a.m. And it took us a while to figure out what it was.
You gotta be kidding me.
We had called 911 just because I never had chest pains or anything like that. I've been really lucky up to this point. No surgeries, no hospital stays, nothing. So, but this was weird, and it even took a while to figure out what it was. But once it was like, hey, this is what it is. We're going to go in. We're going to, you know, fix this, do the surgery. And it all sort of happened fast. But yeah, it wasn't one of those that, and I've heard from a lot of people who have had really painful experiences. And this was painful enough to be, you know, frightening, but it wasn't like those Fred Sanford kinds where you're, you know.
Oh, come on, Elizabeth!
Right?
I'm coming home!
So
on the scale of pain, like stub toe pain, not the worst pain I've ever felt in my whole life. I was crying and screaming and begging for mercy.
It wasn't that, no, but it was enough to go, hey, this is weird. It's not going away. It's clearly not heartburn. Let's do something. And I'm glad I did because everything, yeah, you know, went fast from that. But
right.
So I, in a lot of ways, I was extremely lucky. The timing of it all and being at home.
You were home, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're so glad to hear you're okay. Scott Budman,
Scott
NBC
Budman.
Bay Area.
He's a strong man.
Actually called in to report. I just needed to get some of those
right.
questions off my chest before we got to it.
Not
so what you're...
Oh, ding, ding.
I didn't mean to do that.
That's okay.
So what you're actually here to report is that we just recently had a DUI in a Tesla where the guy is sound asleep driving down, or an allegedly DUI. We don't know. We weren't there,
right.
But this person made the news because they were asleep, allegedly asleep in their Tesla driving down the road. So on top of that, I guess we're hearing now people are looking, or the hackers are trying to break through the firewall and be able to control your car. Is that the next concern?
Yeah, this is a weird one. I mean, we talk about a lot of cool technology. This is just kind of a bizarre thing that's low tech to be high tech. And if, you know, Tesla's the sort of the front runner on this, but there are a lot of cars out there that have autopilot.
Yeah.
You know, many of them do. It's sort of the new technology. And most of them, including the Tesla, will tell you, you know, loudly from your screen or a little beep or whatever, that you have to have your hand on the wheel if you're, you know, in the autopilot mode, which makes sense. You're supposed to be paying attention. It's supposed to be kind of a convenience. But what people have been doing is sort of hacking this by putting things that weigh a certain amount on their steering wheel.
Oh, so this isn't a computer hack. This is a life hack.
Exactly.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. So, like, if I get on the 5, I'm like, well, it's 6 hours to L.A. Let me just hang this little sack of rice over the top of the thing. And
right, and apparently it will work so that the car will not, you know, flash a red screen or tell you with a beep that you have to have your hand there. And people started – the thing is, this sort of took off. There are now videos that will show you how to do this with a water bottle.
Don't do
it,
people.
One person even put an orange into the wedge of the steering wheel. Someone actually marketed a $199 weight that weighs just enough to do this. So it weighs enough where it'll mimic your hand but not actually turn the wheel. You don't want to weigh too much or else you'll turn the wheel.
Right.
And people bought these things, and then the videos came out and said, hey, you don't have to pay money. You can do this with a piece of fruit or a water bottle.
But the thing is, you shouldn't do it. That's what it comes down to.
Right. I mean, you know, I love the technology, but I'm skeptical about a lot of it. I'm not a huge fan of autopilot. I think it's rather new and still a little dangerous. We've seen enough of the crashes where there's still some bugs to be worked out.
Yeah.
But right on top of that, it allows people to really not pay any attention.
Put their seat back and go to sleep.
Exactly. And that's how you get the things like what Vinny was just talking about. I mean, that person was clearly not at all engaging in the road and the driving process and all that stuff. And that's very dangerous because not just your own car, but whatever is going on around you, that it may happen. And these are just crazy. And the way we heard about this story was actually from the CHP calling us saying, hey, I know you guys cover these things a lot, and these people are really not even putting their hands on the road. And the CHP is trying to find this, but it's difficult in this era where you almost expect a car to be kind of driving at least partially by itself.
Mm-hmm. In researching this story, did you let an orange drive you around San Francisco at all?
No, that would have been a good idea. Well, no, it wouldn't. What am I saying? It apparently works because we've seen these videos. They're all over YouTube. It's interesting. One person had to hang two water bottles because one water bottle was heavy enough to actually turn the wheel. So you have to get the weight just right. And the orange apparently, I don't know, mimics the hand, and it's a little weird.
Because it would bend around it a little bit.
Yeah, and so it does work because you just press down the thing or press on the steering wheel. I haven't tried that myself. I've tried the autopilot. I get it. It is convenient. It's kind of cool, but I want to pay attention.
On the one hand, I am relieved to hear that we're not being hacked and our cars aren't being driven to, like, you know, shady
That's what
garages.
I thought you meant with the hack. Oh, there's the orange.
Oh, there's the orange. We're looking at it now. But
you got it. Okay.
Yeah, don't do this, people. You know, like, think of it.
Oh, he's doing 86 miles per hour and the orange is driving.
Don't try.
That is awesome.
Don't let the orange drive. Hey, just before we let you go, one thing really quickly. I was reading this morning about Waymo. They've just released a fleet of taxis. They are going to have drivers in them now, but these are self-driving taxis.
Right. Right.
Is that happening locally? Where is this, and what are your feelings on that?
They launched the program in Phoenix, and so that's where they're starting. You may remember Uber did something similar. I think Phoenix just has fewer regulations. They're launching this in Phoenix, and you use an app, much like you pick up an Uber or a Lyft, but this will get you a driverless taxi. For the way it is right now, I guess because of the law there, they still have to have someone in the car, even though no one's driving. What Waymo specifically, this is the Google division of their driverless cars, they are able to actually test with nobody in the car in California. They're the first one to get that permit.
Oh, wow.
Waymo tells me, I was on the phone with them just yesterday, they say they're in the process of starting that, but it may be a little bit before, you know, if you're on the peninsula, you see these things driving around with nobody in them. But that's what they're testing. The taxi service is in Phoenix right now, picking people up with nobody driving the car.
Very
scary,
cool.
But so exciting. Well, listen, I'm so glad to talk to you this morning, Scott Budman, NBC Bay Area. You're a delight. You find out how much you love someone when something heavy goes down in their life.
And right.
It's really great to talk to you today. So thank you for weighing in on all this.
Scott, this is his best report ever,
ever.
Would you say?
Right. Right.
Incredible job, Scott Budman.
Someone is saying that they are texting in saying that they're tearing up hearing Scott's voice because he's part of the Alice family.
Well, thank you. You guys were great, and I really appreciate the kind words and everything. And it is wonderful to be back talking to you guys.
Yay.
Scott, have a good day, buddy. Everybody. Go report,
Scott.
All right,
we will.
Scary. Oh,
I know. My God. I put him on hold. I didn't know if you guys wanted to talk to him.
I'll continue on with some more news.
All right.
Hi. Did you hear that?
I don't. I think he's trying to talk to Scott.
real quick. I don't have anything official, but the transportation center, the Transbay Transit Center, the $2.2 billion one here in San Francisco.
The broken one? Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like it's going to take longer than initially expected to fix. We don't have a fixed date.
Oh.
And they're being cagey with the information. So,
all right.
Not open anytime soon. Here are a couple fast facts for
you.
Oh,
my God. I love fast facts. Fast facts.
He's gone.
He's in there talking to Scott.
All right. The guys making the Blair Witch Project had so little money that they returned one of the cameras they used to Circuit City for a full refund once they were done filming.
Oh, that's a good movie. I liked it too. It's also a terrible movie, but there was something so creepy about that bundle of sticks. And then they looked up into the trees and all those little, I was like, oh my God, good job, you guys. Great job. I am so scared.
I'm so scared. Peter Cetera.
From Chicago.
Wrote the song Glory of Love for Rocky IV, but the studio decided not to use it. So it became the theme song for Karate Kid Part 2.
Oh.
It hit number one on the Billboard charts and got an Oscar nomination.
Oh. Did it win?
No.
No. Oh. Well, congratulations, Peter Cetera.
Right.
Rob Reiner really wanted to direct The Shawshank Redemption, possibly one of the best movies ever made.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to cast Tom Cruise and Harrison Ford. He offered Frank Darabont $2.5 million to be the director. I'll pay you to let me direct that film.
Oh, wow.
But Darabont decided to direct it himself.
I'm glad he did, because that is such a good movie.
That is one of my all-time faves.
Me too.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Oh, it's on
either.
TV all the time.
Oh,
and
yeah?
Every time it's on, I leave it there.
Oh, so good.
We were talking about the NFL earlier. There is a game tonight. It's the Jags versus the Titans. I think the Titans may have an outside chance at the playoffs. Otherwise, this game means nothing to anybody.
Unless you live in one of those towns, I
right.
guess.
707. Our text number is 800-400-369 or something. 707 says, your phone is broken. It doesn't still work. It's literally broken, Sarah.
It's
the
not.
Battery doesn't hold a charge equals your phone is broken.
My phone is diminished.
Broken.
It's not broken. The battery doesn't work that good. Everything else works. The screen's still in one piece.
Oh,
all the apps work. Mm-hmm. I have a charger here. I have one in my car. I have one in my house. I'll be fine. Thank you so much for your concern and for being so mean. It's just diminished, not broken.
You could buy a new phone, though, and then you'd be fine.
What if your kid broke her leg? Would you just throw her out, too? She's broken.
You'd fix her leg.
Yeah, I'd fix it.
Yeah, well, I could go get another battery, but that would involve me leaving my house.
It's not in working order.
It's perfect.
It's broken.
Perfect. Look at it right now. Let me hold on.
Because,
oh, look, 100% charge.
Because
100%
it has that little cord dangling from it. Yeah, exactly.
It's all set.
Hey, pull it off the charger. And let's see by the end of the show
today. But I want it to be charged.
Well, let's see if it's still working.
At 7:54, I'm pulling it off the charger.
And what is it at?
100%.
100%.
All right, let's see what happens.
You just
in
check
two
in
hours.
With me, why don't you?
Don't you dare sneak it back onto that charger.
You want me to?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me that cord.
Yes. Sneaky Pete. 707 says, did I miss the Survivor recap? I wasn't surprised by how awkward Christian and his girlfriend were, but how awkward and stiff and undemonstrative Mike and his husband were. I think they're boyfriends.
Right.
But we agree. We said the same thing.
We did talk about it for actually quite a while in the very first break. It's the Lost 30.
If it hadn't been said that they were together, I would have thought they were just friends and not even close friends.
No, not even good. Like,
yeah,
oh,
it
nice
was
to
weird.
See you again kind of friends.
Very weird,
very
wasn't
weird.
It?
Very weird, yeah. Just right from the get-go, from the hug. The hug, I'm telling you, the weirdest part about it was that it's like they didn't want their necks to touch or something. You know, you hug someone and your heads like can't help but touch each other.
Well, maybe you said because maybe they're stanky. Maybe they don't want to touch.
No, she said that.
Okay. Yeah, I thought, oh, boy, maybe
there's
bad.
Something to that.
Yeah, maybe the one guy doesn't like bad smells. Maybe he's one of those super smellers.
I don't know.
Because, boy, was he standing 4 feet away from that guy.
It was
like,
weird.
Just standing so far. Like,
it
you couldn't even
weird.
To reach out to hold hands, they would have both had to reach their arms straight out.
I mean, I've been told I'm not demonstrative enough, and I would gladly show that to someone and be like, that is not demonstrative.
That is actually demonstrative of loathing. Like, that's...
yeah, that is
that
unbelievable.
I don't know what that was demonstrating, but it was
I wanted
love.
To read this next one because I do we get these from time to time, and I do understand where this person's coming from, but I also have to sort of say something about it.
Okay.
650 says, I wish people wouldn't talk about dieting or make rude comments about bodies. It's triggering if you're recovering from an eating disorder or disordered eating. And what I would say to that is I understand what you're talking about as an alcoholic. Alcohol's everywhere, and I have to learn to live in this world where alcohol is.
And we could be more sensitive, Vinny.
Everywhere. But that's the point I'm trying to make to this person is it's about you. You have to learn to live in a world where this stuff might trigger you.
Yeah.
That's the deal. It's not everyone around you has to tiptoe so you don't find yourself triggered. You have to get strong enough and tough enough to say, I'm not going to let that happen to me again. And I'll do what I have to not. That's what's got to happen for you. And I'm not trying to be rude. I'm actually trying to support you. But I have the same thing. And I can't go around being like, oh, you guys,
right.
don't you know that might cause... No,
I know.
That's not the way that the world
it
works.
It crosses my mind every time we yell at the drinks that
it
we're
shouldn't.
Coming.
It's not that it's not your deal, it's mine. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash?
Well, let's see. I'm going to start with interesting facts about popular Christmas songs. Just some like little weird behind the scenes things about Christmas
You're
songs
ruin
we
them.
All Yes, I'm going to ruin them
all
for right after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.